What is Fatawa Rizviya, basically?
Fatawa Rizviya, this is a compilation of the different fatawa, the verdicts written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Many a time, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would be replying to the answer, the questions in his answers as a fatwa, and it would turn into a booklet. So all of these different verdicts, put them together, and this compilation that was made then at a later stage, this is when it's all put together, then it is known as Al-Ataya Al-Nabawiyya Fil Fatawa Al-Ridwiyya. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, during his lifetime, one of the most fundamental and highlighting aspects of his life and his works is his replying to the answers that were questions were asked to him. And people from all lives of work, they would come to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and they would ask him questions. Be it the common folk of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala, the Awam of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or be it even the Ulama, they would all turn towards Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and gain the solution for their problems and for their Shari'i issues, to gain Shari'i rulings, Islamic rulings. They would turn towards Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
This shows one thing from this, that people recognize Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi in his time.
Definitely.
He was recognized as a great scholar and a great alim. That's why people came to him, and that's why so much questions have been combined together and answers for these questions in the Fatawa Rizviya itself. So, mashallah.
Definitely, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, during his time, he was a recognized scholar. And you know, sometimes afterwards we recognize a scholar and we realize how much of a great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is that individual that during his time, he was recognized by the ulama. And the ulama, they recognized him not as a great, just as a great alim, but the ulama in the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a group of ulama, they come together and they establish the Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is the Mujaddid of the 14th century.
Mashallah.
What is a Mujaddid, you might be thinking?
Yes, I was just going to ask the question, what is a Mujaddid?
A Mujaddid is that individual who comes on the turning of every century and he revives the religion of Islam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the day he completed his studies, in the age of 13 years of age, that's when he wrote his official first fatwa.
Mashallah.
From that time all the way till his end time,
Ala
Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he continued to give answers and write his fatwa. And during this time, millions of fatwa must have been written. And we cannot count the amount of fatwa that were written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. But unfortunately, obviously the day and age then isn't the day of age now. Everything now is written and typed up on the computers and everything is saved and everything is like that. But then everything was written by pen and everything. It is very likely that a large number of fatwa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala didn't get collected. They didn't get saved. Okay, so even after all of that, even after so many of Ala Hazrat fatawa didn't get saved and didn't get collected, even though still when the ones that did get saved and did get collected together, they come up and they cover 30 volumes. Let me tell you about the Fatawa Rizviya Sharif. In total, in the edition that covers the 30 volumes, there are 21,656 pages. Just imagine, just let that figure go in your mind for a moment. 21,656 different pages of working, of writings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and in which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has tackled and has covered 6,847 question and answers. 6,000, almost 7,000 question and answers have been tackled by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in this one single Fatawa Rizviya. And like we mentioned, that many a time Ala Hazrat would write and it would turn into a booklet. So this Fatawa Rizviya, it consists of 206 different booklets as well of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
MashaAllah. My Islam brothers and viewers, Manish, Alhamdulillah, we've just been listening to regarding the Fatawa Rizviya, the pages of this great work, the combined questions in this great work, mashallah. You can, just from this, we can realize the value of this work. and to answer that much questions, it obviously needed a great man to do this job. And this great man was the great Mujaddid, the great reviver, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ali. Obviously, you mentioned in the Fatawa Rizviya, there are many questions. And how did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali answer some of these questions?
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, one of his grand qualities is that he would talk to, or he will give the response to a certain person in accordance to who that individual was. If an alim would come and ask him the questions, then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would give him an ilmi jawab. A reply full of knowledge and full of evidence and dalail and proofs. If a normal person would come, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would give him the reply enough that he is satisfied with the answer. So that he knows what the true belief is. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi will cover all avenues in order to remove any sort of confusion that may be left after talking about that particular answer. But when you look at the fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is talking about any particular issue, one of the grand qualities and one of the grand uniqueness of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is that whenever he would begin any topic, if there were any ayat of the Holy Quran in relation to that topic, first and foremost he will mention the ayat of the Quran. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says about that particular topic. After that, if there are any ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam covering a particular topic, then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he will list all of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam covering and mentioning the different aspects of that particular topic that it was getting tackled in that particular fatwa and that verdict of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And only then and after then, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would then begin to mention all of the aqwal and the different narrations of the Buzurganideen and the pious predecessors Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala in relation to that answer. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali throughout Fatawa Radhawiya Sharif, he would tackle the different issues that were pertaining in his day and age. All of the different fitnas that were going around, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he tackled them to such a level that the enemies of Islam, they were left gobsmacked. They were left unable to answer anything in relation to what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned, because whenever Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would write, he would write with evidence. He would write with reference. He would make sure whatever he has written, it is fully confinement with the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in confinement with the Buzurganideen rahimahumullahu mubeen as well. There's so much that we can mention, but one of the things that we will mention is when the fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they reached the Arab Peninsula, they reached towards the ulama of Arabia, one alim sahab from Makkah, Sheikh Ismail sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions that, "I speak the truth and by Allah I speak the truth." This is how he mentions it. Because "I speak the truth and by Allah I speak the truth, if Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if he was to look at the fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would become overjoyed and he would want to accept Ala Hazrat from amongst the disciples and his students. Oh.